Okay. Honorable members, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We were just waiting for Umguni so that we form a Kora. Thank you very much, honorable members, for coming. We may start with our meeting that has got only one item, that of looking at our report, our budget vote report. It has been circulated to our members. I believe everyone has got a copy. If you didn't bring your own copy, we still have copies by Mr. Brown. Maybe it can just indicate if you have. Oh, so you okay, Mr. Brown can move. Okay, Mr. Brown will be handing over to those who say they don't have copies with them. And honorable members, I propose again that we just follow the method that we have made it a culture in our committee to follow, where we do the corrections, you raise points where you feel it's not well captured as we move along page by page. Up until we reach to the end of our report, which is page 38 with this one that we are having today. Mr. Brown, not sure whether there are any apologies.
Thank you, Chairperson. Morning, members. We've received one apology from Honourable Bush.
Okay, another one was from Honorable Costa, who is on oversight with a Portfolio Committee on Health. I think they're in Gauteng, if I'm not mistaken. Oh, in Costa. Oh, okay. Thank you. Honorable members, let us start then with the corrections and the way to the adoption of our report and the additions, if ever there are things that you need to do. Let's go to page one, honorable members. Is there anything that you see that we need to correct on page one? With me on page one, yes, I do see something. On SAIS, the delegation from SAIS, honorable members, if I can be reminded well, was Ms. Dipolo. I don't think Ms. Dipolo was part of the delegation.
She was not
speaking. COO?
Yes, she was behind the event.
Fit.
Fit.
Was not there.
Okay,
no, it's fine then. So, honorable members, on page one, we are satisfied. Page two. Okay.
And then I think the only Ella Mohana left bracket is that she's the acting
CEO. Okay. Mm-hmm. Page two. Honorable David.
Chair, under Uma Lucy, it says that the Chief Financial Officer is Mr. J. Thomas, but I think it was Mr. So. That was the meeting where she has just been appointed. I also don't think that Dr. Luerk is a member of the council anymore. I think he resigned. But I speak under correction. I'm just worried that maybe this was copy and pasted from a previous report, which is why the names are wrong.
Yeah, Dr. Luerk is no more there. Thank you for that. Anything on page two?
Sure. Another thing on page two. Under 1.4, it says APP it talks about the annual performance plan, and then in brackets it says NDP.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And,
so
and I think that should probably be ADP.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the same line it says medium-term expenditure framework, and then in brackets is METF, but I think it needs to be MTEF. Then on the same page is a heading brief overview of the NDP and MSTF priorities. I think it's, is it not brief overview of the APP, not the NDP. So there seems to be a, we seem to be confusing the APP with the NDP in the document. And then it says MSTF priorities, but I think it's MTSF, Medium Term Strategic Framework.
Okay, thank you. That's page 2. Page 3, Honourable Member. Page 4. Page 5. Point bullet
226.
Yes, thank you. Page 5. No, that one is correct, Honourable Basson, because we were looking at the alignment of the NDP and the MSTF throughout all the provinces. Yeah. Yeah. Page 5? Oh, page 5, yeah. Welcome, Honourable Chaisa. We are now on page 6 with our report. Page 7. Page 8. Page 11. Page show. Honourable members, sometimes we learn as we do this thing. There are words like the word principal, the word program, the purpose of the program. We are not talking of program number one. Now, you see, when do you use the capital letter or, you know? Let me make an example, like on page 12, because I underlined and I said sometimes as we engage in this, we need to look at it. Can you it's minor, but it will help even in future. Can you go to paragraph 3.7.4.4? The on that paragraph, the third line from the bottom of that paragraph. Do you see though that word principal? Just in the, at the last is the last word on the say. Is it necessary? Why do we? Is it necessary that you use that capital letter there? You see, just like here. And 3.7.5, you see, the program, it's not as if we're saying program one, it's just the word program in the sentence.
Yes, no, it's not necessary.
It's not necessary. Yeah, I think there are other instances, but I remember when I was going through, I just said I would just have to, so that we just clean up our report, where it's not necessary, let us not use the capital letters. Page 13.
Chair, there's just another error in that paragraph you identified, 3744.
Okay.
The third sentence, I think, it says, a further target to the development of an improved plan. I think it should be, a further target is the development. I think there's a word missing there.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. Page 13. Page 14. Mm-hmm. 15. 17. Page 18. Page 20. Yes, Honourable Chester.
Going to page 19, I think the abbreviation for CPDC is CPTD, but it's supposed to be the other way around.
Continuous Professional Teacher Development, CPTD. Yeah. So where is that? Page 19, where? Continuous Professional Teacher Development. So, CPTD, yeah.
Especially the continuing...
It's continuous.
Professional Teacher
Development.
Continuous
professional teacher development.
Continuous.
Oh, he said professional. Oh, I thought they okay. Have you find it? Yes, we have got that. Thank you. Page 19.
Yeah,
teacher development. Yeah. Thank you. Page 20. Page 21.
So just under challenges for FACE. It says FACE reported that they continue to experience delays. I think it must just be that they continue to experience delays.
Page
21.
Challenges FACE reported.
So near the bottom it says challenges, and then FACE reported that they
continue
to experience delays. It should just be continue.
Okay. Thank you. That has been captured. And so, 21. Okay. We are now on page 22. Yeah, honourable members, I'm just requesting I know there was changes. Is it continuing or continuous? What is it?
It's
continuing. Change from continuous. But let us verify that. Well, please, my researchers, can you verify the exact term? There was continuous and continuing, but I'm not sure. I thought it changed from continuous to continuing, but let us check on that one. Please, so that we are sure moving out from of here. What do we call it now? Page 22. Page 23. Page 24. 25.26, 27. Page 28. Page 29. Page 30. Page 1.
Right at the bottom of page 31.
Yes.
It's just a repeat of the word the. So I think it's the second last, so the third last sentence. It says the absence of target. So it says the absence of target.
Oh.
So we just need to delete the repeated word.
Okay. And that. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. Page 32.
At the bottom of page 31 and the beginning of page 32, it says they raise the concern over the slow pace of development with printing and publishing of Braille books. And then the next sentence says the slow pace of development with printing and publishing of Braille books was also noted as a cause for concern. So that it's essentially a repeat. It's the same thing and repeated in two sentences. So we should just delete probably the second sentence.
Thank you.
Yeah,
it's just a slow pace. It must be. It might be the point of emphasis. No, we'll delete that one. Thank you. Anything on page 32 out of things.
On page 32, the last bullet point before 5.1.4, it says members raised concerns regarding the AG's finding in respect of the 44 million. So there's a whole bullet point on the Corrie Boudet program and the 44 million.
Mm-hmm.
And do you think that was mentioned in a previous paragraph somewhere else? Yes. If you look at page 31, just before program 2, the same paragraph there.
Yeah, it's the same. But for it should come out of program 1 and remain in program 2. Are we agreeing on that one? I don't remember. Yeah, let us take it out of program 1 and put it on program 2. Yeah. And then let it remain on program 2. Yes. Yeah, page 33.
Chair, just at the bottom of page 33, the font changes from 12 to 11.
Oh.
Yeah,
so
sure.
The letters get smaller.
Thank you. Page 34. I can see, I will understand you, Honourable Person. You might not even see the sizes. Take out your specs and yeah, it does change. Page 34.
I wanted to take the synopsis of this form.
No, it did. It does change. 34. 35.
Okay.
Yes, Honourable Davis.
on page 35, I think it's the second bullet point. The last sentence says, the Portfolio Committee also queried whether SACE was considering the publishing of educated names. We need an apostrophe after the S.
Names.
Yeah.
Names.
Educators, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Educators. Yeah. The second bullet on page 35. That is 36.
Sorry, Chair, I've just got two more things to say about 35.
Okay.
The way that we use the word struck off, I don't think it needs a dash between struck and off. It doesn't really make sense. You wouldn't really connect those two words together. But we can just check the grammar of that. I mean, and then also...
What are you suggesting on...
I don't think there should be a hyphen or dash between...
We always say, we're not opposing that, but we always say it's nice when you raise things like this so that we can even have that struck off. Sometimes there is a dash, sometimes, you know, what's the difference?
Yeah, I can't imagine ever having a dash there. Anyway,
no, really, we're not disputing that.
Yeah.
We have to check on that one, but I thought maybe, really, because sometimes you do find struck off with that dash, and I fully agree, sometimes you find it without a dash. So, it's on page 35, when you say these people have been struck off the roll, and you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe just someone just needs to look into it, because...
Okay.
I think it's the second bullet point.
You know, in this one, it's just a dash. Struck off as a verb. Simple past tense.
The hyphen
is there.
Okay, so?
I mean, I'm thinking.
Are we still on struck off? I like this debate.
Can be right. Because I'm checking it now on the dictionary.
Yeah, that is why I was looking at the context just to say, because there is the one with a dash, there is the one without. Maybe if we can understand the context as to say how the one with a high a dash is used and how the one, we are all learning. Yeah.
Can I suggest?
Yeah, that is exactly what we are asking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is the difference does it make?
Exactly.
But if you understand this thing,
the context,
this is what we wanted to say. And I don't think this could make any difference.
And I think honorable members, we are all on the same page, just to say, we all say whether it is there or not, but for us to even to understand, is there any, you know, is any significance that is made so that even in future, even on our own personal interest, we know exactly when to use a dash or a hyphen or not.
I will make some extra lessons after so that I can teach this.
No, honourable members, we are still in the meeting. Honourable Chaisa is on the floor.
This is the proposition now. It can't be that
yeah.
But now this is one word now.
If it is a verb.
Honourable person, please behave,
my friend. Because the second is one word. Start off.
No, let us agree, honourable members. An issue has been raised. We understand. Maybe it might not do that harm, but let us give that homework to our Mr. Bandi, our content advisor.
Yeah.
I know you're advising on the content, and Ilamit is part of that. Can we just check on that and verify that,
and
correct it even for future purposes? That's what we are suggesting. But Honourable Davis, do you wanted to say something on that one?
I was just going to say, if we disagree on the grammar, we can always put it to a vote.
No, honourable members, this one does not need a vote, really.
Chair,
yes.
The other thing, it links to what you said earlier about the use of capital letters. In the, where is it? I don't know, I think it's the third bullet point on the same page. It says the use of
verification
agents. They shouldn't be, I don't think that should be a capital letter.
Yeah, and then it's just verification. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Page 36.
Chair, I've got a substantive comment to make on 36.
36. Okay.
My recollection is that Umalusi was considering the utilization of anchor items. But here we've said in the third bullet point, Umalusi was not considering the utilization of anchor items. But I actually think it's the opposite. I think that they are considering the utilization of anchor items. That's my recollection.
Yeah, in their presentation, honourable members, Umalusi presented that they were in discussions, they were considering the anchor items and so forth. Yeah, that one, from their own presentation, that is what they said. Come again? Which one? But it's good, honourable members, if you highlight them, if there are any, because human error can always arise in the content here. No, thank you, honourable Davis, for that, on page 36. 37?
My colleague, honourable Machesi, just raises the point about what I said about Umalusi and the anchor items. Because the way it's phrased, it says, the portfolio committee also queried why Umalusi was not considering the utilisation of anchor items. But I think that Umalusi is considering the utilisation of anchor items, and I don't think the query was why they're not doing it. I think the query was why they haven't done it previously and why it's a good idea going forward. So I just think that that needs to be finessed a little bit.
Okay. Sketch chat. Page 37. Are you talking to the meeting, honorable person?
Oh, chairperson.
Yes.
I just wanted to put the bracket there that said APP, it should be fully written annual performance plan. Second row.
Oh, it says annual plan performance is missing on top of the on page 37. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, okay. And APP, yeah. With me on a, oh, yes.
Yes, I just want to find out because, like, this usually say once you have described the abbreviation, then they're going forward, you can just use mm-hmm. the abbreviation. But I see, like, sometimes we do that, sometimes we don't. So there's a little bit of inconsistency there.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. I agree with you. You use it once fully, then you can use the abbreviation moving down. And it was not for the first time that you used APP there, so we might not even need to put it in full. Honourable members, on page 37, with the emphasis that we had when it comes to the issues of scholar transport and the need, is that recommendation bullet number 4 capturing the essence of the way of the agency and the importance of us when we talk to the issue of scholar transport? That is a policy that is there. When we say appropriate steps to be taken to assist learners who walk long distances to school, yes, they are being assisted, but
the agency.
Exactly. You know, I might be learning. I might be lacking the words, but for me, as you put it, it's as if you say, if these learners can be, you know, we are. I don't know how should I put it, but it does not. Yes, it does not. It does not capture the essence and the way we need the agency. We even said yes, it is the competence of the provinces, but the way we need to see that thing, that policy being implemented, because it's hindering and even, you know, affecting those learners who are going up. But I don't know really how do I wish to see that a recommendation being put. But can we craft that, honourable members and our researchers, to capture that essence of how urgent this thing is? We know it's on the media. We can't be. That's radicalism of it. Yeah, please.
Chair, I think you're absolutely right. You know, when you read this sentence, it almost feels like we must go and help the learners, hold their hands, as they walk these long distances. So I think that we need to say that something along the lines of ensuring that no child has to walk long distances to school, and maybe put a time frame on it. You know, something that is far more definitive. It's not just about helping them get to school, it's actually putting in place a systemic program that ensures that no child has to walk long distances to school and that transport will be provided for them.
And the action and the implementation of the policy, you know. Yeah, honorable member, do you get that? Yeah, but the content advisor and the researchers, they say they get that vibrance that we want in that sentence. Please, can you capture it correctly? As a matter of agency, hey, those ways, yeah. Please, thank you for that. Page 38. page 38.
Chair, I just think that universities shouldn't be capitalized.
Yeah.
I think maybe we need to go, the researchers need to go through the whole document and just look at capitals, because I think there is some inconsistencies throughout the document.
Okay. The last page, yeah. We have come to the end of the report then, honourable members. Are we satisfied and agree that this is a true reflection and is a reflection of our meeting as it was that took place on, was it the second or the third or fourth? Yeah. Can we get any mover then for the adoption of this report as and the amendments that have been raised as the true reflection of our meeting? Honourable Basson.
Chairperson, I propose that the minutes of the report should be adopted as a true reflection of what we got and with amendment.
With amendment. Thank you. And a seconder? Honourable Macheke, Honourable Machisa. Seconding. Thank you very much then, honourable members. We are going to be meeting next week on Tuesday on Leonard Transport. It's the joint committee with the Portfolio Committee on Transport. And again next week it will be a little bit busy week, because on Wednesday then we are meeting again in the old assembly at 2 on our budget vote. So let's go and prepare ourselves for that budget vote debate that we'll be having on the 24th. Thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, Chair. Well, Chair. And efficient.
No, I'm not finding that last recording for some reason.